verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual. Cuando intento describir.
We are back, and we are Christo the Rock, and you have located us, the music with a message. We certainly hope that you enjoyed the selections that you just heard. This is 100.7 FM KWRD. We call ourselves Christo the Rock. We thank you for tuning in. And again, my name is Pastor Mark Ingram. I am the pastor of Words of Life Christian Center in Hearst, Texas, 714 West Pipeline, Hearst, 76053. Our website is www.wolchristiancenter.org. And my phone numbers are on there. Joining me in the studio tonight is my brothers, Pastor Ricky, as well as my brother Guillermo. And I want them to tell them, to tell you all, our listeners, something about themselves in their own special way. And I want them to do it bilingually, too, before we jump back into our subject matter, which we're talking about tonight, which is all that in a bag of chips. Amen. I want Brother Guillermo to go first. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, I'm Dr. Guillermo Morales, physical therapist, and I work in Arlington Physical Therapy in Arlington, Texas. That's our business. And we take care of the people with the Word of God, of course, through our healing hands.
Yeah.
Yo soy el pastor, el Dr. Guillermo Morales, physical therapist, y trabajo en Arlington Physical Therapy en Arlington, Texas, en I-20 en Cooper. Nuestra pequeña clínica ahí, tratamos a la gente lo mejor que podemos con las manos sanantes, con el poder de Cristo y Dios en nuestras manos. Solamente somos unos intermediarios.
Okay.
Yo soy el evangelista Ricky Vargas de Hearst, Texas. Estamos aquí esta noche para ministrarles el carácter del Padre. We're here tonight talking about the Father. He is all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah.
And that Pastor Mark.
And so, yeah, we've gotten started tonight. And symbolically, we've gotten this snowball rolling down a hill. And so now we want it to pick up steam. And we really want our listeners to not only to catch this snowball and kind of ride this wave with us or ride this bad boy down the hill, but, you know, feel free to give us a call, hit us up, you know, touch the website, give us an email shout out, or call us at the numbers listed. And we definitely, if we're not available, we'll definitely get back to you if you leave us a name and a number. But we are kind of getting rolling with this issue of all that in a bag of chips. And so I want to kind of get our listeners settled, because I think everybody can kind of agree with this. So here we go. How many times have you gone to a vending machine, my friends, and you pick out your bag of chips? Y'all know where I'm going with this. You know, you pick out your bag of chips, and nowadays, you know, I mean, just a bag of chips nowadays will run you about, ooh. Can you go to the store and buy chips nowadays for less than a dollar?
Not really.
88 cents. Yes. What is it with tax? Is that pushing a dollar with tax?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Right.
Y'all remember when you can buy a bag of chips for about 30 cents?
25 cents, yeah.
Yeah, about 30 cents, you know. But nowadays, you get your chips, and then they fall out the vending machine or whatever. How often, and there's that word again, often or often. Somebody has to look that up for me.
Yeah.
You know, somebody got to figure that out. Y'all call in and let me know. Preacher, it is often or often. Somebody let me know that. I was saying, how often do you go and get your bag of chips, and once you finally open it, it's not what you expected,
right,
to be. You feel some kind of way cheated.
Yeah.
And I use that to make this transition that I want y'all to hop in here on. Jesus. Is it possible that somebody that's going out tonight is looking for all of that in Dexter or Shirley? No, they're looking for all of that, you know, and those cats or dolls.
Yeah.
And the reality is, they will not be all of that they wanted that bag of chips to be. Somebody please translate what I'm trying to say bilingually, because I want somebody before they step out the door to get, you know what? That happened to me last week at club wherever, you know. Y'all help me out here, because I know how that feels. And I want somebody to get this, but not just in English. There's somebody that needs to hear this bilingually where we're going with this tonight.
Voy a traducir un poco parafraseando lo que dijo el pastor Mark aquí. Él está hablando cuando usted va a la vending machine a comprar las papas fritas, la bolsita de papas fritas, y usted gasta su dólar o su dólar 50, y después que abre las papas fritas se da cuenta que no era lo que usted esperaba, porque están malas, rancias o podridas o etcétera. Entonces, lo mismo que pasa cuando estamos yendo al club a buscar el, como decimos en español, el príncipe azul, o la mujer esperada, la princesa, y nos damos cuenta después que conversamos un poco con ella, cuando se abre ya se abre la bolsa de papas fritas, que no eran todo lo que nosotros queríamos, no es todo eso y las patatas fritas.
Okay, I'm gonna just throw this out here real quick. I mean, I guess I want to cause some banter among our listeners as they're about to go out. What's Pastor Ricky? What's your favorite bag of chips?
Potato chips, original.
What kind?
The original ones.
Original what? Lay's?
Yeah, let me tell you something. You said something so powerful. Watch this.
I don't eat chips.
When you go and buy the potato chips, what happens? Yes, it's full of air.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And you open the bag and there's nothing in there.
Nothing. You know what? Let me ask you a question. How many times have you gone to get a bag of chips and you feel empty? You feel cheated.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's the bag is all puffed up and it's shiny and it's sitting there. And I mean, am I the only one that kind of goes to Walmart and kind of waves them and like, okay, wait a minute. And then when you finally open them, it's like there's been the big, great masquerade or some kind of facade. And sometimes I literally find myself digging deeper down in the bag, getting nothing. And all you hear is that just crinkle, 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 crinkle. And I'll turn the bag upside down and hit it like something else is coming out. But still, nothing. And that's really where I want to start making my transition, Brother Guillermo, because there is somebody that's, you know, let's pick, you know, cute Mamacita. She's going out tonight and she's looking. Y'all forgive me. She's looking for Mr. Yep. All That in a bag of chips, and she's going to get a bag of air. And so with that said, how would, when she comes back, and let's say here it is 12:15, I'd have been to the club, wasn't nothing there. I was looking for all that in a bag of chips and I got a bunch of crumbs. What do we say to her if she comes back here, Brother Guillermo, at 12:30 and she turns us on? What would we be able to say to her to let her know that there isn't all that in the bag of chips still out there for her? What would we say to her?
Voy a traducir un poco lo que dijo para que la gente lo entienda. Él está hablando cuando vamos a la tienda, compramos la bolsa de papas fritas y viene vacía, puro aire solamente, no es el peso que decía, y uno se encuentra con puras migajas. Entonces el mensaje es para las niñas, o los hombres, en este caso él lo está diciendo para las niñas, cuando van al club y tratan de encontrar al hombre prometido, al hombre adecuado, y se dan cuenta que no existe, que no está ahí presente, y no era la persona que usted lo estaba buscando, por más que quiera encontrarlo, ¿cómo va a ser esa transición después que vuelve a la casa y se da cuenta que fue a perder el tiempo solamente al club? ¿Qué le podemos decir? Hay la persona esperada. La persona esperada está ahí, presente para nosotros, pero no en la imagen que nosotros queremos verla. Es más que esto. Y se lo vamos a decir en un momento.
Okay. Pastor Ricky, you got something you want to jump in there with? We talked to you about... And I guess I want to backtrack to Brother Guillermo real quick, because I hope this banter has been started with our listeners as they're going out and they're debating and they're in the car. And, man, my favorite bag of chips. So, Brother Guillermo, what's your favorite bag of chips?
Can I tell you that I don't eat chips?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, listeners. We are talking to a health aficionado in the studio. My man.
I'm sorry. I don't like it.
You know, he knows they are unhealthy for you. And so I just walked into that one. But I tell you what, my favorite bag of chips was Fritos, Fritos. And I'll be honest, you know, if you were like me growing up, you know, we weren't poor, we were po without the O-R. And so we grew up on the side of the tracks. I grew up in the ghettos of Chicago and Dallas, Texas. And you know, you kind of went there, you know, trying to make that bag of chips, all that. Am I the only one listener? Somebody needs to call us or email me. Here we go. Watch this. Am I the only one in this studio that's put hot sauce on my chip? Thank you. Somebody's got to feel me up in here. And so what I want everybody to understand is, because somebody, to drown their fears in their disappointing night, they went out and somebody wasn't all of that. Somebody's coming in and looking in the cupboard and fixing a big glass of Kool-Aid, and they gonna get out a bag of chips somewhere. And here's why I want to make a transition, Pastor Ricky, that I think I want our listeners to really come away with before we get into this next batch of songs. You may not have found all that tonight in the club. You may not have found all that at the party. But I can promise you this. Those of us sitting in this studio, we can assure you that there is somebody waiting to be all of that and a bag of chips to you if you would just stay with us tonight. Pastor Ricky, I want you to convey that to those of us that speak not more or less fluent Spanish, but I want you to get that across bilingually, that, you know, this is just like Batman and Robin, you know, same bat time, same bat channel. We want them, after this next couple of songs, to come back to this station, don't go anywhere, so that we can start making this transition to who is this mystery person that they're talking about that's just all of that. I want to know who that is. Shoot, Pastor Ricky.
Well, there's disappointment that is setting in a lot of the women and a lot of the men going out and trying to look for Mr. Right, Mr. Perfect. And they come back home empty, the way I did when I was out there doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you come home empty and kind of ashamed a little bit, because disappointment sets in and it kind of beats you up across the head.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lies and the promises and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all lies. And so you come back to your old place. You come back home. And it gets even worse.
Okay.
When you're home. And so tonight, my heart for the people is that the disappointments are gonna turn into joy.
Okay.
Because what they're looking for is not in out there where they're at.
Okay.
It's in God the Father.
Brother Guillermo, will you translate that for me so that our listeners that speak primarily Spanish, I want them to get what Pastor Ricky just said, because I think that's going to connect the dots when we make this transition. I don't want anybody to tune in like, well, wait a minute, how did they get there? Would you translate that for us?
Por supuesto. Lo que está diciendo el hermano Ricky es lo que nos ha pasado a todos. Aquí vemos tres hombres sentados en este momento y todos pasamos por la misma circunstancia, que probablemente lo están pasando ustedes, los jóvenes, en este momento, que salimos a buscar a esa edad, que necesitamos la persona adecuada, que nos sentimos solos, que sentimos que la familia no es lo suficiente, y lo tratamos de buscar afuera, en el caso de nosotros buscando la mujer adecuada, en el caso de las mujeres buscando el hombre adecuado, pensando que ahí está la solución a todos nuestros problemas. Y nosotros pasamos eso muchas veces, que salíamos a los clubes o a las discos en ese tiempo, y volvíamos a la casa y nos sentíamos totalmente vacíos. Despertamos en la mañana después de haber tomado, bebido bebidas alcohólicas, bailado, etcétera, y nos sentíamos totalmente vacíos, como que no había nada ahí, no encontrábamos lo que era todo eso y la bolsa de papas fritas. Entonces el pastor, el hermano Ricky, le quiso decir que está ahí, que está acá y que está adentro, y lo podemos encontrar, esa imagen de la persona adecuada, de todo eso, y las papas fritas, está en Dios, en nuestro Padre Celestial.
Okay. And so what we want you all to understand tonight, as you're about to head out, or as you're coming in, the reality simply is this. There is somebody tonight that is looking for all of that. And maybe you've already been out and you're home early, or you're on the way out, and by the time you get back in, you know, after you get to wherever you're going and then decide, that was just a wasted, fruitless trip. The reality is there will be someone tonight that is listening to us that you're going to come home with an empty feeling, or there's going to be some type of void that you feel like that something's missing, or, man, there's this disappointing feeling. Maybe a close friend, maybe a relationship. There's been broken lies or broken promises. But we started out the top of the hour tonight talking about all that, and how we will actually portray certain images, how we will actually look for certain images, and we can do one or the other. But the reality is we're either trying to be all that, or we are looking for someone else to be all of that. And what happens is when neither of those two expectations are met, that's when the emptiness, that's when the void, that's when the disappointment, the broken lives and the promises sting a little bit worse. And so we want to try to transition as we go into this next batch of songs. We want you all to come back. And we want you all to tune in with us. Feel free to call us. Feel free to email us. Because now we're going to get to the essence. Probably now we're at about segment 3. We're going to be at the midway point somewhat of our show. And so we want you all to really tune in to this, because we're going to talk about this so-called mystery person that is all that. All that simply being he is self-sufficient. He is whatever you might need or lack. And so you all, please come back with us. Matter of fact, you don't even have to leave. If you do happen to get up and leave, join us each and every Saturday night right here from 10:30 p.m. to 1 o'clock a.m. on 100.7 FM KWRD, The Word, right here on Christo the Rock. And by the way, we are the sister station to the number one Christian radio station, not in Dallas, but in the land. We look forward to seeing y'all back real soon, all right? God bless you.
Porque mi amor.
espera en Dios, espera pacientemente a su voz. Espera mi alma, espera. Si las olas me acechan y de ti el viento me quiere separar, me pararé en la montaña y protegida por tus brazos.